It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, we've got Veil of Maya guitarist Mark Okubo. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for being on the show. Here to talk about Veil of Maya's new studio album, the first one in nearly 6 years. It's called Mother. And the latest single, Red Fur, draws inspiration from Rufus Du Sol. How did alternative dance music make you rethink the parameters of your own band?
Well, the day before writing that song, I went to Rufus Du Sol's concert with a friend, and I was kind of like on the fence about going because the tickets were kind of expensive and I hadn't really listened to too much of their music, but the live show kind of blew me away, and it was just like got me thinking, like, why? It was very packed crowd. Is it the same venue where Knotfest was at, the Bank of California? But it was sold out for maybe 3 days in a row. And I just noticed like everyone was so happy in the audience. I was enjoying it a lot. And like, it just made me think that there's like a bigger picture, because metal is like, you know, it's very, very much trying to be like separate from, like being an alternative genre kind of. And I guess like I thought the music for Rufus Du Sol was really good, and that it was just more for everybody. And I just wanted to find ways where I could implement like that kind of feeling into what Veil of Maya does without sacrificing the integrity of the music and like making sure it's something I enjoy still. But then, yeah, so I guess I unlocked a new part of my brain from going to that concert. And we wrote the Red Fur song like that the next day with that behind the inspiration.
Mark Okubo from Veil of Maya with us celebrating the recent release of their new record, Mother. Let's check out the track we've been talking about here, Red Fur. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Veil of Maya guitarist Mark Okubo on the show with us this week. Again, the new record from Veil of Maya is called Mother. And Lucas Magyar describes Mother as his personal experience with a touch of imagination. What's most challenging about making music to convey someone else's thoughts and feelings?
Well, I guess from my side as the instrumentalist, I just kind of focus on how it makes me feel at first, because I guess like if I don't like it, then I don't want it to come out. But I guess for lyrics and stuff, I kind of prefer for that to be more open to interpretation, so that people that have different views can also listen to it and get their own meaning behind it. So like, I guess it's, for me, it should mean something different for whoever's taking it in.
Veil of Maya guitarist and founder Mark Okubo with us. Again, we're celebrating the release of their new record, Mother. Coming up, music from Motorhead. We're going to have Mark pick a tune. We've got Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed coming up next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Veil of Maya guitarist Mark Okubo with us on the show. And it's been several years since False Idol. How does that much time motivate or impede the mindset to make an album?
Well, during the initial writing period, I kind of faded out during the pandemic for a bit. And I have a new motivation behind the writing that we're doing now. And I'm ready to write much more now. And I mean, I feel like more connected to what we're doing now than I ever have been. So I feel like maybe that time kind of re-inspired me to do something different.
Mark Okubo from Veil of Maya with us. Their new record, Mother, is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We're going to check out a new tune from Glass Casket and more with Veil of Maya founder and guitarist Mark Okubo next. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Mark Okubo from Veil of Maya on the show with us this week. Again, the new studio album is called Mother. Veil of Maya's got this tour with Avatar and Orbit Culture, of course. And what's satisfying about connecting with an audience that might only be familiar with other bands on the bill?
That's a really good question. It's cool seeing people that have no idea who we are, like at first just kind of being a little confused or overwhelmed, and then by the end of the set just like all nodding their head and kind of figuring it out. And like, I think Avatar's audience has been pretty cool in the fact that like they have no idea who we are when we start, and by the end of it it's just like wow, like you can tell, you can see in their faces that it's something they weren't expecting. And it's pretty gratifying to see the turnout.
Marco Cubo from Veil of Maya with us. Coming up next, we're going to check out another new track off Metallica's 72 Seasons record. We've got Josta's weekly pick from The Pit and more with Mark. Full Metal Jackie, Veil of Maya guitarist Marco Cubo with us on the show. The new record from Veil of Maya is called Mother. And Kiesel Guitars builds a Marco Cubo signature model. What affects you most about young guitarists wanting an instrument that's based on the way you play?
That, for me, was like one of the biggest milestones of my life. Like, that was like growing up playing guitar, that was like the ultimate goal. And the way I designed my signature was pretty much specifically for younger guitar players that just want like a super quality instrument, but without having all this unnecessary fluff on top of it. So my design is pretty straight to the point and stripped down, and it's just like, it's like all you would need to play metal on guitar. It doesn't have any extra switches that will inevitably mess up your live performance, in my opinion. So yeah, I think that was mainly the concept behind it, was for younger musicians that just wanted to have like a professional instrument.
Marco Cubo from Veil of Maya with us. Pick up the new record from Veil of Maya. It's called Mother. See the band out on the road. Mark, so great to catch up with you. Good luck with this upcoming tour and this new release, and hope to see you guys out there.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.